Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and we're going to open up the phone lines this evening and get some calls, some impressions, some thoughts, some feelings, some emotions from the listening audience. Now, I don't have a guest this evening, and so I'm going to make you the guest, and I would like to see some folks respond by calling in. Usually when I say that, my good friend Kathy in North Carolina calls, and no one else calls, and I would like to hear something about what's going on in the world from someone out there, especially since we're about to vote a new president of the United States in a matter of hours, and I would like to get some opinions on what's been happening and what you folks feel on this November the 3rd, and already on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone, it is November the 4th. We have had a whole slew of events take place. Now, the word is that Barack Obama's grandmother, Madeleine Payne Dunham, passed away sometime today. And so we send our condolences out to him, if that is the case. But tell you the truth, we don't really know that that's the case. There's a lot going on that we don't know about. Particularly, we know that this man is not an American and shouldn't even be running. We were told a few days ago that his records in Hawaii were sealed. If he can't produce any records, what is there to seal? That's the basic rhetorical question that I ask. And yet you've got three or four people in the state of Hawaii making sure, for whatever reason, to hide public records from the public. I think the people in this country should be outraged, but I've said that enough. And I'm not going to say it anymore. I'll let you make your own decisions as to how you're going to feel about this. I had a story relayed to me this evening by someone who we know mutually. My friend and I know this other person who described having a chair basically launched through a window in a waiting room at a doctor's office. Someone said that they weren't going to vote for Barack Obama, and the nurse at the facility took offense to that, calling him the savior, the messiah, and really took offense. Now, this is the type of animosity that people are going to have against other Americans because somebody's running for the presidency of the United States. This is crazy what's going on, and I guess it's the precursor to predicted violence. Now, what is going on out there, and this is what I'm interested in, what your take is. I'm not in the town you're in. I don't talk to the people you're talking to. I'm disgusted with the mainstream media. Breaking news to them is more Britney Spears garbage. And if it's not that, they're talking about Obama's grandmother. I mean, come on now, give us a break. That's all we've heard about is everybody but Obama. And I've talked about that family quite a bit. It's obvious they worked for the CIA. What's to feel sorry about? These people will not identify who they really are. They're bringing the country down to its knees, and everyone's just watching it happen like it's no big deal. I wonder how you would feel if someone at your doctor's office, the nurse, threw a chair through the waiting room window. That's the little window where you come and say hello, and there's a little hole, a little circle in it that you can speak through, or there's a little area where you can pass a check or some cash through the window and maybe borrow a pen, fill out a report on yourself, and then slide the clipboard back onto the other side of the window. Well, that's pretty thick glass. And this person threw that chair right through the glass, causing it to hit everyone in the waiting room. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of probably lawsuits and Lord knows what else. But wait till this is over. The word is if Obama wins, there's going to be riots. And if he loses, there's going to be riots. So what's the point? What are people trying to say? What would happen if Obama decided he wasn't going to run? What if he dropped out at the last minute? Would there still be riots? Would people be delusional again? We've not heard anything of substance in this campaign. We're given two candidates, and everyone is saying, well, I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils. It seems like we say that every election, that we have two evils. And I thought there were more than one party. Okay, I thought we had a Republican, a Democrat. We've had the Green Party. We've had just independents. I guess it's an independent party, and we've had various other parties that have made their mark in a way, and for whatever reason, you know, there were a lot of people that were backing Ron Paul, even as a Republican, and when he dropped out, all of a sudden, everyone started looking at Chuck Baldwin. How many of you have heard of Chuck Baldwin? Chuck's not getting any airplay by the mainstream media. Chuck Baldwin or Cynthia McKinney, former congresswoman from Atlanta, Georgia. She's out of the Congress because she was voting or bringing forth legislation to look into all the corruption. She was onto the corruption that we've been talking about. And they don't want her in there. You see, these Illuminati controllers have their boys picked. And of course, they're going to play the game they want to play. Bottom line is they can pull some strings in the voting machines. It doesn't matter how many of you think you've voted someone in office. In the end, they can play that game. And everyone seems to forget that. Everyone seems to think that somehow they have a chance to vote their person in. You just don't get it. Unfortunately, you just don't get it. If I could put trust in the 2000 election or the 2004 election, I might consider that there was going to be some modicum of honesty in this one. Some of you may have seen the tests that they did on the voting machines. And these machines use a flash RAM backup that basically plugs in the computer, and then it loads the software in the computer, and once they load that in there, they can virtually do anything they want with the votes. And I wouldn't be surprised if they can do it remote control or online. I really wouldn't. and you have no way of knowing if it's working in the background. Now, some people would say, oh, I would know that. I would know that if my computer was being sabotaged by someone from the outside, I would know that that was happening, and I would catch it. Well, there's a man that was voting on this machine, and he alerted everyone that was there to the issue that he was having. He saw the votes change right before his eyes and caught it out of the corner of his eye. But it's corrupt. It's a corrupt ballot when that happens. And all the data is corrupt. Bottom line is they know who they want to be the president, and they would be perfectly satisfied seeing us killing each other, because they have every intention of reducing the population anyway. So are you going to play into that? Now, some people are voting just on the issue of abortion, that if you vote for Obama and Joe Biden for vice president, you are condoning abortion, therefore you are condoning murder. Now, there are some abortion videos going around on YouTube and Google Video that are pretty disgusting, I have to say, but they do show you what happens when there's an abortion. And it's pretty sad, because you see a live human being in the womb of the mother, and it senses everything that's happening. They're not stupid. Animals know the same thing. And so that baby will struggle. That baby will show reactions to the fact that it's about to have its brain sucked out of its head, or to be chopped up and cut up into little pieces while it's still in the womb. And it's sad just to think that that goes on. The amount of murder that is condoned on an annual basis so that a woman can have some convenience, or maybe a family. Maybe a family can have some convenience, or two people that engaged in an illicit relationship can have convenience. That at the cost of murdering a baby. Now, Obama is pro-abortion, and the stance of McCain is anti-abortion. At least that's what we hear on the surface. Either way, regardless of what party has been in charge, they have given women the right, or the domain of their own bodies, which is important, yet that in and of itself is also giving license to murdering these babies when a woman irresponsibly becomes pregnant out of wedlock, or maybe even in wedlock, but with another partner outside of the marriage. See, it's important to those that are going to play very loosely with such important issues that they can have a scapegoat, and that we all condone that. Or at least the law condones it. That's what they're after. So, some people are voting for the president just on the basis of what the stand is on abortion. And they won't do anything about it. They won't change it. It's never going to change. What would be interesting is to see the amount of child abductions and the pedophilia that is occurring be tackled. But you see, it's big business. It makes lots of money for the intelligence agencies. that have run amok, stealing money from the banks and from other programs, just basically stealing money from the Pentagon that they shouldn't even have. Where the heck do they get $2.3 trillion a year when their annual budget has been historically around $380 billion, which is roughly half the bailout that they asked for in the central banks? These guys got this bailout, and the AIG executives went to California and partied for a week to the tune of half a million dollars. Not a half a billion, that's too much in 1 week. Give them a couple weeks for that. Something like $450,000 for 1 week in a hotel. Insane. And this is bailout money. This is money that we gave them. Of course, we didn't choose to give it to them. Our representatives chose to give it to them. The amount of corruption is beyond comprehension. And you're voting for a president. You're going to let the media tell you who the best person is. And they're all crooks. They're all criminals. All of them. Without exception. And we should be demanding something better, or putting our own people up there instead of theirs. But most people don't care. They're happy with things the way they are. Why rock the boat? Those who are middle-aged, 40 to 45, well, I lived half my life. Let me live the other half in peace. And well, you're about to find out what peace really is, or what it was. I don't mean to sound like I'm the bearer of doom and gloom. And just couldn't get people to pay attention to this. It'll be interesting to see how everyone reacts after this is over, when all the madness really kicks in. Because it's going to. It's not where I put my attention. I'm watching it. I would think the day before an election, somebody throws a chair through a window in a doctor's waiting room? I mean, usually that's the place where you get out your rosary beads or your magazine, and you're quiet and you're respectful of the other people there. Nobody wants to talk about anything there. But they got into a conversation about this election. And a client voiced her opinion about the candidates. And the person working for the doctor, the person that wouldn't have a job if it weren't for those patients, in fact, decided to throw a chair through the window because she was upset about what her savior was told. And you have people that talk about the Antichrist, talk about false prophets and false saviors, and right there, I mean, don't they see the writing on the wall? They're making this man out to be whatever. I don't know. They're not calling him Jesus, so who is he? We can't even get his certificate of live birth. You can't get a card at a grocery store for a discount without showing a birth certificate or some kind of identification. You can't get a driver's license. This man wants to run the country, and he doesn't have to show where he's from? That's insane. And nobody's demanding that. Very few people. There are some people online demanding it. On some of the shows, they say, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh, my, what are we going to do? We haven't seen the birth certificate. What are we going to do? I don't know. I'm finished giving answers. I'm finished giving solutions. When people aren't going to listen and run with them. I get calls all day long, people asking me, what's going on with this and what's going on with that? Like, I'm the one, the only one in the country that knows. I'm not criticizing any of those people. They want to know. But, you know, they're as capable of going online and looking as I am. I don't particularly want to listen to the talking heads on television, and I couldn't stand them anyway. I know what lies they're going to tell anyway, and that's all they're doing. They're months behind on the lies, in fact. They're months behind. They're just figuring out what was happening a year ago. And it's not even being reported. Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of England, rolled over and squealed, spilled his guts about where they've hidden all the stolen money. Bet you hadn't heard that. Spilled his guts. And still we have this game being played. But it's getting desperate. Now, this is such a depressing time in American history to think that one of these two clowns that they have running for the presidency is going to make it. It's incredible that that's actually happening. You have a traitor in the Vietnam War, a guy that smashed no fewer than 5 jets. I heard 6 today. I don't know where that extra one came from, but 5 is enough. Multi-million dollar jets cost this country a ton of money, not to mention the deaths. And then the special treatment in Vietnam, getting a hotel room and being serviced by prostitutes and getting out of a staff car with a North Vietnamese officer and going into restaurants and strip clubs and all of that. That's what Mr. McCain did. While his fellow prisoners of war were being tortured in the Hanoi Hilton, he was put up in a swank hotel, given street clothes to wear. And there are people that worked in the Special Operations Group, or the SOG office, where they had those pictures posted on the walls. And imagine their disgust at hearing these broadcasts and knowing what was being said stateside to make these guys be heroes. Some were heroic. But some were also very traitorous. In fact, I think no fewer than 16 committed treason, giving away American positions and that sort of stuff. But then again, the whole concept of war is a bit insane anyway. So can we blame them? You have such an apathetic public, they don't care one way or the other if these guys are blamed or, you know, they commit a crime, they commit treason, oh, let them go, what the heck, the president's going to pardon them anyway. But if you are charged with committing treason, what do you think's going to happen? You think somebody's going to pardon you? Not if you're not one of the boys. It won't happen. See, it's a rigged game from beginning to end. we pay for the privilege of watching it happen to us. Going to take a short pause for the cause. You are listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com, and I invite you to call in and share your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. If you would, do that. It would be nice before our country is totally down the sewer. You're listening to Evident Footprints. We'll be right back.
A monthly 24-page newspaper in its ninth year of addressing issues that affect all freedom-loving Americans is one of the few remaining newspapers courageous enough to print the truth. Concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you? Subscribe today. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues, the Idaho Observer prints what you need to know to be a fully informed American. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
welcome back to Evident Footprints. I decided to just chill a little bit and change the mood with some healing music. That's a song that's going to be on my new album. It's called In My Heart. And you could apply that really to anything that's touching you, especially in the heart, and feel what that song might be about. I didn't play it to bring anybody down. Actually, it can be very healing. And just wondering if anyone's out there, if anyone is thinking about some of this stuff, because there's quite a bit of conversation that's been going on the last couple of months about the level of corruption. And, you know, just because someone new is going to take office doesn't mean it's going to change. I think we know that. Those of us that listen to this network and even listen to this show know that there's quite a bit that goes on behind the scenes that we're not told about. We figure, well, we're too busy to really pay attention, so we don't concern ourselves with those things. And see, we're still alive, and I would ask you, how much money do you have in the bank, and how's your job going, those of you that still have one, and you have enough money for food for your animals and your kids, and can you pay your house bill and your car payment, and do you have enough money to get to work with the gasoline prices the way they're skyrocketing, even though right before the election they're going down as if some miracle is taking place. See, they've destroyed the world economy. They've stolen trillions of dollars, and the rest of the world is kind of ticked off about it. There are warrants out for people's arrest, and we saw this dog and pony show on C-SPAN over the past couple of weeks, this bailout. $1 trillion, and that doesn't even scratch the surface as to how much trouble they're in. And they're trying to hold it off. They've been trying to stop it from happening up through the election. Now the word is they're probably going to carry this on, this, because they got to make their Christmas money. They're going to carry this out up until January. Who knows? Maybe even up till the inauguration. Then you've got Colin Powell, the former Secretary of the State. And he's decided to back Barack Obama, which is great. You know, let's have the whole country back him as he turns this into a Muslim nation, despite what he's been telling us. I can only go by what I see. I can only go by the number of lies that I've exposed. Why do you have to lie to the American people to take the office? Why is that important? If you're not an American, you have no business running. So why is it important that you run? Is that important to your handlers? Why is it so important for them to have somebody who's not an American? Does that justify taking the country down? You know, none of it makes any sense. These people are psychopaths. All of them. They're murderers. They're psychopaths. They're bank robbers. Like Christopher Story calls them, rats in a sack. They bite at each other. They're gnawing on each other's bones right now. And imagine this. I try to think of this in the best light, you know, like, are we really becoming conscious? Here on BBS Radio, we talk about the stars and the universe, and we talk about God, and we talk about angels and orbs, and we talk about energy, and we talk about higher consciousness and higher vibration and moving to all these places. And there's just a few of us that are even contemplating doing that. And the rest of us are struggling with something or oblivious to what's going on. And I guess that's everybody's right. You have as much right to be oblivious or ignorant as you do to be enlightened and tuned in. Why not? Got to have that dichotomy. So we have people that have no idea what's going on, and then we have people who are awake and they're not very happy about it, but they say, well, you know, it's been this way my whole life, and it was this way for my parents and my grandparents, and it's going to be that way for our kids and our grandchildren. They're going to say the same things about us. Only I have the sneaking suspicion that some of our grandkids, our kids and grandkids, are going to say, you know, they had a chance to fix this. Unlike before, there were people that brought this up, that this had happened in Germany and it had happened in other parts of the world in previous world wars. And they had the chance to stop this, but they chose not to. They were lazy. They were apathetic. They figured, oh, let the kids do it when they grow up. And the kids, kids then become like the parents. By the time it's really affecting them, by the time they get old enough to realize that they've been hoodwinked for the first 15 or 20 years of their lives, which is basically what's happening now, even younger kids are waking up to the fact that they're not being told the truth in school. They're not being taught the truth about science. They're not being taught the truth about life. And in the churches, it's the same thing. We're watching people in our political arenas, our public officials. These are the people that solve all of our community problems, you know, our local, county, state problems, and then they get into the federal problems. Of course, we have very nationalistic attitudes about certain things like medicines and energy, so everybody gets involved in that, and they get involved in some good things, you know, the preservation of the environment. And sometimes they get into the promotion of the arts, although that's on a destructive course. It's as though if you stifle the arts, at least the quality arts, they don't mind kids learning to play hip-hop or rap music as opposed to learning classical music. And I'm just throw that out there because there's something to be gained from studying legitimate music, learning how to read notes, learning how to write, learning your instrument inside and out. What's wrong with that? So you can uplift the art form. However, they choose to dumb us down, so they pay producers large sums of money. I've had one on my show twice in the past month where he talked about parasites, but he talked about his music career as well and how he would be paid huge sums of money to ensure that there were swear words in the lyrics, that there were references to drive-by shootings and rape and things like that, that would definitely cause society to decay. Those things are promoted. These are the head honchos at these record companies that are also making the artists themselves rich. As they walk around like mannequins are out of style, and they're displaying all of the various medallions and around your neck type of jewelry that they have, Mr. T's stuff. That to many of these young men that make it in rap music is the epitome of the art form. Being able to say, yeah, I made it. I got this big rock on my hand. And maybe a Rolex watch or a car that's got hydraulic lifters on it. You know, it's always about the physical wealth. The measure of success is always measured in possessions that one owns or one can acquire. And it's people now are feeling like they may lose everything with what's going on right now in this election. They're really feeling that they might lose something. And it's quite possible that they will. And if you're attached to all these physical possessions, now it's one thing if you use it in your art form. I mean, if you're a concert pianist and you own a concert grand or a baby grand piano in your home, you'd hate to lose that somehow because that's how you hone your craft. But you might be losing that, and you might be losing your stereo and your recorded music. And imagine what it would be like without music in your life. Not many people have had to actually face that possibility, but imagine that. You face that if they cut your electricity off and you have no batteries, no generators. You'll be in a place where things will drastically change all of a sudden. And the poor women, they're not going to be able to use their hair dryers and their curling irons and their steaming rollers and all the different things that they have, which make them look nice when they use them. But when it becomes a struggle between eating and staying alive or having your hair done, which one is going to take priority? These are the types of situations we're facing. Now, I don't mean to sound like I'm picking on Barack Obama, but I've had, over the weekend, I've had quite a few opportunities to hear him make statements on various videos that I watched. And he was being interviewed by, seemed like it was NBC, and I want to say Brian Williams, but I don't know for certain that it was him. But it was one of these interviews where the camera was to the back and above the interviewer, and they were just interviewing Obama, and he came out and made a reference. Now, this is the issue here. It's not what one's religion is. But he claims his religion is Christian. And he comes right out and says, McCain didn't bring up my Muslim religion. And the journalist actually corrected that statement. He goes, you mean your Christian religion or something? And he said, my Muslim religion. Well, I'm implying that John McCain is calling it my Muslim religion. Actually, John McCain wasn't. We were. The talk show hosts, the journalists, the alternative media on the internet were the ones doing that. Obama told a fib. No one in the mainstream, and certainly not another candidate, is talking about his Muslim roots, because if he was talking about that, then he would be talking about the fact that he's had homosexual sex while married with a man named Larry Sinclair in the back of a limousine and in Sinclair's hotel room in Gurnee, Illinois. This is not something that I've looked at it carefully. It's not something that is fabricated by Larry Sinclair. Reverse Speech has condoned what Larry Sinclair has said, in the sense that with it played backwards, he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth forwards as well. No one that heard him make these accusations in a press conference, after which he was arrested a couple of months ago, he told the truth. In fact, he was confronted by people that were trying to mock him, and he handled it very well. But they had to arrest him, and Bo Biden, son of Joe Biden. Bo Biden was the attorney general in the state of Delaware, got Sinclair arrested. Here I come to save the day. I think of Mighty Mouse. And then Joe Biden, got the vice presidential nomination. Short time later, it wasn't that convenient. Probably anyone who could have performed that favor would have gotten that. I guess if you want to get into the presidency and somebody's talking the truth about you, the best thing to do is get him arrested. Get him out of the way. Or have one of your kids do it for you. Then they can offer you a job. It's so obviously corrupt what's going on in Washington. And in Chicago, too, I must say, because Obama has been affiliated with Tony Resco, who was indicted on 16 counts of fraud, most, I guess, real estate fraud. And Obama actually received quite a bit of money to purchase a house, what he claims was from a book sale. That was the case. Why would Antoine Resco, a Syrian developer from living in Chicago, why would he have to borrow money to give to Obama? The corruption is staggering. And they get away with it. They all get away with it. It's no different what's going on in Chicago than what's going on in New York with the central banks or overseas. It's happening all over the place. Now, I don't mean to slam Obama. He's got lots of skeletons out there. They're not even in the closet. They're in the limousine, in the back seat, probably in the trunk. They're everywhere. There's a rumor that a video was going to come out that was going to expose statements made about what his plans were for the United States. These were supposedly statements made in Africa. And he was going to be chopping up the country into 57 parts. Well, there are 50 states, but he keeps referring to 57 Muslim states. You know, this is some kind of cryptic language that none of us what they call infidels. We infidels aren't supposed to know this stuff when they talk code. But we do notice, that's the thing. We can figure it out, we know what's going on. And we know this is very corrupt, and we know we have spineless leeches and parasites working for us in Washington, D.C. Absolutely no doubt about that. Spineless. There was some kind of a leak that I heard about. I think I read about it just yesterday. There was another one of these leaks. Oh, it was about Obama's aunt. Obama has an aunt. I guess she's African. And she's been staying in Boston. She just comes to the United States and stays in Boston. I guess when you're a senator running for the presidency, you can bring anybody over here you want. Okay? And I think there's an issue about her visa. She doesn't have the proper papers, so really she shouldn't be allowed here. Heck, I know an American man whose wife and kids were deported to Scotland. Or actually, they fled to Scotland because they were illegally arrested. He had been talking, he's a talk show host, he's been on this show, Michael Herzog, in fact. His stepdaughter was incarcerated under the ruse that there was something wrong with her papers, but she had been here for a number of years. And her mother had come here 32 years in a row and had all the proper documentation. They made her quit her job. She lost her job in a restaurant. We have Department of Homeland Security and FEMA and NSA, all of them breathing down these people's necks to get her fired from her job so she couldn't support herself. These are the people running our country. But it's okay for Obama's aunt from Africa to be here illegally. Excuse me. That man's family was here. Family. We can prove that. They have papers, by the way. They've shown their birth certificates and their visas. We've got illegal aliens. And John Conyers was upset about this. Oh, there was a leak. There's a scandal there. These people are so duplicitous. Just like Lenin. Just like the communists, actually. Same thing. It's no difference. He should be demanding Obama show his papers, and you're going to insult us and tell us that this shouldn't have been reported, that the American people have no right to know that people are illegally in this country? What kind of sickness is this? Stick your face in the Black's Law Dictionary and read about treason. All of you should be reading about treason because you're committing it. And you're doing it with the help of the media. I get disgusted when I hear these stories. Conyers wants an investigation. Somebody leak this. Where are we when we have people illegally in the country and it's brought to someone's attention? Why is it a leak? It should be plastered on every newspaper in the country. Presidential candidate has relative illegally in the United States. That's what it should say. You tell me I'm wrong. We're going to take a short break again, folks. We're coming up on the new hour. You're listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I will be right back. Don't go away. I promise. I'll be right back.
Ago when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. feet. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. For my daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then that also made him brother to the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It's a funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. My father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild 'cause he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. If my wife is my grandmother, then I am her grandchild, and every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild.
This has got to be the strangest thing I ever saw.
As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. Everybody! I'm my own grandpa. It's so funny, I know, but it really is so. Hey! I'm my own grandpa.
Hey, everybody. This is your new friend, Julio. And I'm talking to you because I like to listen to BBSRadio.com. I sneak over the border every day. My girlfriend, she got a computer. Come on now, sing it, girl.
And we're back with Evident Footprints. I just thought I'd give you a little break there from that. But, you know, I'm telling you the truth. Some people who are just overwhelmed by the candidates that we have running have been given plenty of opportunities to talk to people. Of course, Jay Leno always does his little sidewalk interviews, and I mean, there are people that don't even know who's running with all of the hoopla that's going on. It's hilarious to see someone who has no idea who the candidates are. I mean, I've heard a girl say Oprah Winfrey is running for the presidency. I was unaware of that one. That one got by me. And I'm just wondering, is it like a nightmare to you? I'm wondering, is anyone out there listening? Anyone that could call in to the station 2 numbers? I don't have them up on my screen, but if you're on BBS site, by all means, you could go there and call. We've got 800 numbers. I mean, we pay for the call. Call in and tell me what you think. Tell me who you're going to vote for. Or don't tell me. It really doesn't matter because they can skew the machines anyway. Are they going to? Well, they have. I think they want to make sure the right person wins. And it doesn't matter how we vote. If they're skewing the machines, they're going to skew the machines. There's not a thing we can do about it. There really isn't. Now I've got Seth hitting me up with all the numbers. He knows when I'm using Skype that the BBS page slows me down. These are the official numbers since Seth took the time to do this. In the USA, toll free area code 888-228-4494. Toll free worldwide 877-489-6350. And toll free in the USA only. This is a new one here. 877-876-5227. And we have another toll free in the USA and Canada. 888-815-9756. And we have a call on line four, and I hear it is Kathy. Kathy, is that you again?
That's me. Been listening for quite a while. Ever since, well, I was 10 minutes late today. I didn't hear the
you
first
were.
10 minutes of the show.
Well, you didn't miss a whole lot.
Oh,
it
I
was
sure
just
did.
The first 10 minutes, you know.
Well, yeah, I missed the great song. I missed all that good stuff. But it's been a good show. I like the tones
well,
and
all
pitches
I did was...
tonight. The tones and pitches are setting the mood, Don. Oh, God. Yeah, Oprah Winfrey, huh? Somebody thought Oprah Winfrey was running for president.
Hey, you know, they know Ralph Nader is running. I was surprised at that, but nobody ever votes for Ralph Nader. He's just like that token candidate that's always there.
You know, Ralph Nader used to be one of my counselors at our church, and every time I hear Ralph Nader, he's passed away now, but, I mean, he brings back fond memories of what a great person that person was.
Oh, I think he's still alive. He
well, no,
have, he
the guy
have...
that was at my church.
Oh, the guy at your church has passed away.
Yeah, when I used to go to church a long time ago. I loved him. I mean, he was great. He was a counselor. And it's when I went to this certain church that got so big that it got out of hand. You know how when a church out gets so big, it gets non-personal in a way and just breaks off into little groups?
Oh, yeah, the Church of Satan did that.
You know what I had? Just this greatest idea I was telling my niece today. I said, she said, I just don't understand what's happening to this world. I said, well, you know, and I explained to her that whole concept of Satan getting rules of the earth and how God said he'd come and put his feet down on the earth one day like a footstool. And I said, aren't we trying to awaken each and every day? To get up out of up into heaven's bounds and into the stars and up there, and she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, don't you believe that this is hell on earth then?" And I said,
yeah,
that's
true.
I said, "It's just like you know, he gave Satan hell to rule, and don't you think that that's what we're doing is awakening to awaken to awaken to get up out of the hell like this is the purgatory already?"
Mm-hmm.
And she said,
well,
that makes perfect sense.
Would you agree, Kathy, that we have created this mess?
We definitely, each person had a spot in it. But I tell you what, I think that I feel, because I got to quit thinking, because that's what got me in trouble. I believe in my heart that because I didn't vote is part of it. I didn't vote because I didn't believe in the other presidents. And my mother and father told me who I had to vote for when I was young. when I did vote, and that was part of it. And I never stood up for my rights. That was part of it. And I never had my own boundaries. That was part of it. Until later on in life. I believe I grew up too late to stand firm for what I believed in.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I believe was wrong with my part of the doings.
Tell me something. I know we grow up and we're told that we have the right to vote, that we can, just like a person, anybody can run for the presidency, we're told. Anybody can vote for the president, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, aren't those the two biggest farces of the reality of being an American that you've ever heard?
Right, because I heard what you said, that they can change the ballots, they change, you know, all in 2000, and I heard what you said where they can do it like a computer chip. I heard what you said where they can, pre-already done.
Yeah, they don't even need it to make a computer chip. They just tell the software what the software is supposed to do.
Yeah, the software.
Yeah.
Wasn't there something going on what was it back in when Bush was first elected that they had all that mess up with the election?
Those were the hanging chads.
Okay.
Do you remember the hanging chads?
Uh-huh.
You know, on those paper ballots when you punch out that little perforated slot there under next to each name or underneath the name, depending on how the ballot's designed. They intentionally align those off-center when they get perforated so that they don't work right. Any of the hanging chads are discarded from the vote count. So they can go into an area that's heavily Democratic and historically going to vote Democrat and take away Democrat votes just because they know those ballots are going to have hanging chads. Well, you remember those people were holding the ballots up to the sunlight like they were retarded, which they probably were. You remember though, anybody can look at a ballot and tell who you voted for. But they would hold it and look at it with the magnifying glass and hold it up to the light and then get the magnifying glass again. I mean, they take an hour on each ballot. Just to be aggravated.
The lines, yes.
Okay. And say, oh, this is taking forever. And then they went before the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court said, Florida gets to decide. Let the Secretary of State decide. Well, they had Catherine Harris, if you remember. And so she flipped the election for Bush, right? Then you had the same thing again with John Kerry, something very similar. But it was quite obvious. And I don't consider either one valid candidates, to tell you the truth.
Well,
it's,
I don't either. I just I'm frustrated about the whole thing.
So, you know, when I suggest that we created this, I'm not necessarily saying whether we voted or not.
No, I just mean we created it in many, 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 many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Within ourselves, inside ourselves, as well as exactly what you're speaking of as well. That's the main thing. But the people. And you know what really started it? And I was telling my mother this the other day. I had to get a sip of drink. I'm taking an allergy pill, and I tell you, it makes your mouth dry. But money. People being materialistic instead of spiritualistic. Money is the root of all evil. And power-hungry, money-hungry people. and trying to balance it, or trying to give, you know, to balance it out, or trying, you know, my father is a sick, he started very, very poorly and ended up very, 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 very well off. But yet, he did not give to his children. We had to earn what we made. You know, mm-hmm. that's just the way he was, very old-fashioned. And my mother is the same way. She doesn't just give to her children. But I'm talking about the world today. If you just look around, it's all about the money. It's all about what people look like and have, and it is off balance. You either mm-hmm. have a lot or you don't have any. And but it's the way that people spend it. They spend it like they don't have it. And you know, I was looking at looking for houses a couple of years ago when I watched this thing flip upside down. Yeah. The housing situation. And now next is the charge cards. Because they'd give any Joe Blow the charge card.
Well, that's how you get suckered into the system. You know, there's no way. Once you start making the minimum payment of any of those cards, and I don't care how much you owe on it, if it's in your capacity to pay it off on the first billing that you get, and you don't, you are a goner. Unless you have the discipline to pay it within a specific amount of time. Sometimes people will pay it off in a year, you know, stretch the payments, and then it becomes interest-free.
I pay mine exactly the month I get it. And I only use a credit card for credit, you know, to build my credit's name, to keep it mm-hmm. good. I get like 3 or 4 credit cards, and I just revolve them. You know, not revolve them, but I buy like a TV, or I bought like, you know, some towels or something like that, and I'll pay it right off, or I'll buy my gas with it, I'll pay it right off. But that's the only time I use it. And I don't use it every month.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to keep it active, you know. I just don't really believe in anything but cash value. But gosh, you know, my dad, he taught me how to shake hands, Don. And he said, you look a person in the eye and you move your hand inward towards the person, then out towards yourself, and then affirm up and down. And that closes a deal, kind of around and around with your hand. And you put your hand on their shoulder. You look them in the eye, and that is your solid handshake. And when he walked me down the aisle, he said, your credit is your name. And when I got married, but it took me a long time after my divorce to figure out what that meant. And even though we got divorced because we ended up being best friends, but my credit meant my word. My credit meant my value of who I was, not just the credit card. And we've lost that along the way as people, as the citizens.
And well, yeah, the banks never intended for us to really have any to have good credit, if you know what I mean. Their intention
right.
all along was for it to go bad.
Exactly, like ruining us
mm-hmm.
for some reason, making it hard on a person. That's what I meant by us being like in hell on earth. It's making it as hard as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
On a person to be somebody these days and times. It has to have come from old money to be anybody nowadays, or either just get a potluck, not saying a potluck, but, I mean, working really hard to get anywhere. And it has to be a great idea, something you've really worked at, and you've got to keep going at it and keep going at it. And then people don't have time to spiritually awaken because they're working so hard and they're too daggum tired to be spiritual.
Well, don't you think that's a bit of a cop-out, though? Because
I'm just kidding. I'm just so upset.
They do have time to sit down and watch TV all weekend or
that's
all
what
night.
I mean. You're right, Don. You are so right. What'd you call them? Heads wobbling? I laughed so hard when you said that. Wobbling heads. That was good.
Well,
you see, I listened to you earlier. That was so good. That head's wobbling on the boob tube.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to have a sense of humor too through all this. Otherwise, you'll go crazy. You take yourself too seriously. You know. It's like there's no way out. But I hope I don't sound depressed tonight, because I'm not.
No, I told you, your tones and pitches were very, very good. And it was very, set the mood. It's not doom and gloom. I love the way that you were your own grandpa. You know? That was a good song. And, you know, people don't know that. You need to tell people who the songs are by.
Oh, yeah. That's an old, old song that's been recorded by a couple of different groups. And it's actually from a true story.
I loved it.
You know, and when you think about the fact that you could be, because of in-laws and who marries who, you know, it only takes, it takes somebody else in your family to marry the wrong person for all that to happen. Or the right person. It depends on how you look at it. But, I think it's hilarious, the lyrics, just the idea of it. And
we were joking today. I was telling an inside, because I'm from such the South, and I was telling my niece, she gets real naive, and I said, yeah, we got cousins that married cousins that married cousins. And she goes, huh? And I was just teasing her, you know. I said, I'm just kidding. How can the Germans marry the Scottish? You know, and I said, how can they be cousins? You know, and I was having a kid with her. I had to tell her the truth, but I mean, I was just kidding with her, and she was just so gullible, just gullibling it up. And then I told my friend the same joke, because it was just so heavy today. Did you feel it heavy today in the air?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's very heavy.
It was like a big, thick cloud went, whoo. I haven't felt it this way in a long time, like almost before a tornado or something.
Yeah, it's, well, they were up there early in the morning spraying chemtrails, for one thing. And,
is that what it was?
And I actually had the opportunity to point it out to some people that have an interest in that, an unusual interest, we'll say. And they were really flabbergasted by seeing the amount that they were spraying. And I had the same experience yesterday, too, with a friend. He was watching, and I actually called the sylphs in, and the sylphs started breaking up the chemtrails. And that blew his mind, too. First thing was wrapping it around the fact that that this is going on, and it's related to his work in a way. So he's got to consider that. Well, let me ask you something, Kathy. What do you think is going to happen here? Do you want to make any predictions, or on the basis of what you're feeling or what you're hearing? Where do you think we're headed in the next, just the next couple of days?
I made a tape on June the 7th in my sleep, and I'm very intuitively gifted, and it came from when you die and come back sometimes. And I said that there was going to be a female vice president becoming president. That was before we had a female vice president running. But she doesn't become president for a year. Now, I don't know what that's all about. I said many things in that tape. I sent it to Don. I'm not even going to expose it because I don't want, you know, I don't think I should. But I even put a red thumbprint on it and kept it. But things aren't as bad as we think they're going to be. It might look that way at the beginning, but I believe that things are going to be, if Obama gets in the office, I don't believe he'll stay for long.
Yeah, you don't think he's just going to change his mind and walk away, though?
No, I don't believe the people will allow it. I think it'll be something that will be found out or, you know, that he will be, you know, he just won't be there long.
Well, we've got something like that going on right now, but the mainstream media will not report it. You see, he's paying too much money for all these ads. They don't want that revenue to stop.
Right. Well, he can't keep it up, you know. He's not going to be able to keep it up. There's too many issues that could be happening to keep him out of there, and I'm not going to, you know, who am I to say, but it's just going to be such a turnaround, and it's going to be smooth. But it might surprise us all that McCain becomes president.
So if McCain becomes president, are you going to tell us what your prediction was then?
Well,
on another show.
I sent you the tape. I sent you a copy, and I sent Don a copy.
You sent me a tape?
I sent you a copy of a voicemail, a voice tape recording.
Oh, you mean like an MP3?
Uh-huh. I sent it to you, and I sent it to Don Newsom. And I said, what do you make of this? And it was like October the 2nd or something, and it said watch the date 10/28, and it said watch the date 10/8, and it said a lot of things.
I'll have to call up the NSA on that one.
I was so asleep when I was talking, really asleep, and I said, what in the world is this? And I sent it to y'all before I even really listened to it. I've listened to it with my uncle, and I've listened to it with my mother. And then I was just getting ready to race over it to talk on, you know, to put some notes on it, and they took it, and they said, no, you're going to keep this one. So that's when I put it away. But I talked about the money situation happening before it happened, and I talked about the housing happening before it happened, and you know, it was just, it's bizarre. And so it just, you know, if things don't happen the way that it says, then, you know, that's all right. But it was just interesting.
Well, there have been a lot of people that have had some rather dark visions. And tell you the truth, I try to stay away from that. I'm focusing on, you know, creating the opposite. So I don't even go there.
Well, mine was in my sleep that was going to happen, and then the ending of it's rather positive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I just want to just, you know, you listen to it. And see, I can probably find it in my computer again, or if it's, I think it's out of my computer, but because I didn't make it into a file to save, I just kind of copied it in and then sent it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure Don has a copy of it. It was in an email, But it was real positive in the end.
Well, I'm looking at these candidates, and I'm trying to think of the role Sarah Palin might play, at least in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
I think it would be good for her to arm wrestle each guy in the Congress or in the Senate, each person.
Oh, yeah.
One at a time. She wins, they're out.
Thumb wrestling.
Oh no, arm wrestling. I think she's pretty tough. You know, she shoots. And you know, she hunts and all that, fishes. I'd like to see her take on Barney Frank. That's the first one.
I tell you what I was good at was leg wrestling with my breath.
What,
I
Indian
used to go
wrestling?
One, two, three, and flip them, man. I had three brothers, and I was a leg wrestler. You remember that? I was on the boys' track team and did gymnastics, and that's what's wrong with my legs today. I was on the ace team, Queen City tennis team. But if she could arm wrestle those guys, man.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to see her beat Barney Frank?
Huh?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Play us a tune.
Well, yeah, you know what? We have to take a break anyway, so...
Yes, we do.
We'll take a short pause. You be quiet while I do this, okay? So
I surely will.
So we don't have to mute you.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. You're listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. And our special call-in guest, Kathy. And we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Houston, we have a problem.
State your problem.
Picking up transmission from Mars.
We love BBS Radio. Yes, sir. We love BBS Radio. We love BBS Radio. We love BBS Radio.
We love BBS Radio. We love BBS Radio. We love BBS Radio. We love BBS Radio.com.
Hey, the Philips and the Silent Spain. Hey, the Philips for the human brain.
And welcome back to Evident Footprints. That's Hannah Billups. That's a song about an alien abduction case from West Virginia. And if you could figure that out, you can figure anything out. You still with us, Kathy? Oh, I guess we lost Kathy. Okay, Kathy's gone. Probably blew her out of the water. Well, I guess we can go back to topic. Now, I'd mentioned Obama. Of course, we have a similar situation with John McCain. Of course, John McCain is handpicked because he has experience in the military, and he's an agent for the king, the old King of England, who was his father and his grandfather's father, going way back. So he has a loyalty to that, and our country has a responsibility to fulfill some debt, to pay some debt. So now you have the British Crown taking over the presidency if McCain gets in. And would it be a coincidence that the governor of the state, Alaska, that has BP oil would be possibly the next president, or at least the vice president, if she's elected, Sarah Palin? So it's kind of interesting. I mean, if it was a state that had Shell oil, do you think they would be running a female politician for that office? Nope. It has to do with who will be loyal to the British Crown. It has everything to do with that. That's the reason that's going on. Now you've got another candidate that's going to be loyal to the ruse is Africa. The ruse is really related to the Muslim connections. It has nothing to do with Christianity. You have a homosexual, crack-smoking Christian running on the Democratic ticket. It's what you have, if we're to believe Larry Sinclair. And I have, as I said earlier, I have no reason to think that Larry Sinclair lied about what he said. He stuck to his story. He even gave a press conference in front of the National Press Club in Washington. And they would not report what happened to Sinclair when he was illegally arrested on false charges, just to stop him from spreading the story. What kind of power does somebody who's not even from this country wield over our press? And those of you that would say, well, those of you in the media that would say, well, he has no power over us, then who does? Who does? Why is it you don't report the truth? And all this nonsense that I'm hearing about the use of the word conspiracy. When people conspire to do something, what is it they do? They have to get together and decide what they're going to do, right? So when they conspire, they make plans, or they make secret plans to commit some sort of an act which is either unlawful or harmful to another or others. They work together on that. When they conspire, they work together for the same goal. Usually it's a plot, an act that is planned to do harm to others, and it's usually unlawful. That's what conspiring is. So the act of planning, secretly planning to commit an unlawful or a harmful act is a conspiracy. Why is it that, you know, if you're going to launder money and you're going to do it on an international level, don't you think you need a few people doing that? Can't do it by yourself. You have to have a bunch of people doing it with you to really facilitate it. That's why they call it conspiracy. We have laws about conspiracy. We have conspiracy laws. And I'm hearing this rash of talk show hosts and journalists saying, well, you know, I don't get into conspiracies. Well, then you don't talk about corruption then, because whenever there's a conspiracy, there's corruption of some one sort or another. By definition, it's an unlawful act intended to harm others. Well, we have people now that are saying, well, you know, that's conspiracy theory. No, that's a media spin word. They added the word theory. There's no such thing as a conspiracy theory. A theory is one thing, and a conspiracy is another. And so you don't have conspiracy theories. That's a made-up phrase. That means nothing. Yet everyone accepts it like it really means something. Oh, it was okay for Hillary Clinton when Bill Clinton got caught with his trousers down or his zipper down in the White House with Monica Lewinsky underneath his desk. When he got caught, what did Hillary Clinton say? She said, this is a right-wing conspiracy. This is nothing but a right-wing conspiracy to destroy my husband. While she was out having an affair with Vince Foster. Well, actually, Foster was dead by that time, but you get the point. There was a time when she was having illicit relationship with Vince Foster. Vince Foster died very shortly after bringing $250 million from Switzerland to Hillary Clinton's Children's Defense Fund. At that time, it was important to get Foster out of the way. And the walls were coming down around their Whitewater and their other investments. But Hillary Clinton is the one that used the phrase conspiracy theory. Or actually right-wing conspiracy. And it was later when we started talking about the fact that people plotted to pull off 9/11. I mean, even if it was only bin Laden, if it was bin Laden and just bin Laden, alone, it wouldn't be a conspiracy without a second person. But you had two planes hit, right? Or the buildings were attacked twice. I prefer to describe it that way because we don't know what we saw. We really don't know what we saw. On TV, you saw some airplanes, but they're obviously photoshopped airplanes. You saw people picking up airplane wreckage, walking, two guys in white shirts and ties, carrying plane parts. That's insane. And from a plane that absolutely disintegrated, where did those parts come from? And how is it that they could hold them in their bare hands if they were melting? If these planes were disappearing from the heat, how do these guys pick up those parts within moments after that plane crash? Oh, the insanity. So many, I don't know what it is. I remember these details. I have a fault in remembering those little tiny details. A lot of people don't remember those. And when you explain it to them, they get glazed eyes. The fluorides kick in. For whatever reason, we have this inability to see so far on any of these issues, particularly 9/11. Does anyone remember the people standing in the window wells, standing on the window ledges? and eventually jumping, plunging to their deaths. I mean, it's a horrific scene to see that. Horrific. And it usually happened when the heat got too hot, too much to bear for the people that were standing by the windows, thinking they were going to be rescued. They were waiting for somebody to come. And they kept seeing these choppers flying around, but the choppers were piloting or carrying photographers that were just interested in taking pictures of everything. I have some of those photos on my website, directlightproductions.com. You click on photos, and there are World Trade Center, or WTC Military Photos, is the name of the album. 56 photos showing all kinds of anomalies. You can actually see an image of Skull and Bones on one of the towers. That was such an evil day. And I don't give credit to their magic that they pulled, but they did manifest things that are seen in those photographs. And instead of picking up, rescuing people, what they did is they took pictures. Knowing full well that they intended to implode those buildings. Yeah, we've been through quite a bit in the last 8 years, and we're not quite through with it yet. Of course, this was all written about. This was basically prophesied, in a sense, because a group of people, some journalists and some politicians and event planners, got together and decided that we had to have another Pearl Harbor. And so they created a document called Rebuilding America's Defenses. You can Google that and you can find that on their website. It's on the PNAC, or Project for a New American Century. Rebuilding America's Defenses. It's about starting something, a false flag event, which 9/11 was, and then that was a doozy of a 9/11 event, then or a false flag event. Then, in addition to that, there were names of some pretty well known people in that document. One of the foremost of those people is William Crystal. Now, that's not Billy Crystal, the comedian. This is the guy from the Weekly Standard. And he's on Fox News Sunday. William Crystal. Yeah, he got to decide how many people were going to die on 9/11. He contributed to that. Jeb Bush, George Bush's brother, was a contributor. A lot of interesting names on that. And it's available for a free download. They actually put that out there. And then we had a commission. After what we experienced, we had a commission, and they told us that none of what we saw happened. But nobody explained really what happened. I mean, it doesn't take an idiot to figure it out, and we have figured it out. Many, many people have figured it out. Of course, you get on mainstream, we're not into these wacko, nutty conspiracy theories. You people are on the internet. Blame that on Al Gore. He likes to take credit for inventing the internet. Yeah, we used the internet. Thank God for the internet, because without it, we wouldn't be communicating at all. At least at the moment. We have we have abilities that go far beyond communicating on the internet. I can tell you that. And they're actually afraid of us finding out what's going on, which is why they go to such great lengths to shut up people that tell the truth. Right now, they're just targeting the ones that they have the agreements with. Those are people that were in sensitive positions. It's amazing that that this government or any government can tell us we don't have a right to know the truth about anything. Or that if we do tell the truth, we could go to prison for telling the truth. Can you imagine that? Used to be that you go to prison for lying. Now it's going to prison for telling the truth. We have embezzlement by the trillions of dollars. And the people that are running are part of the problem. People that are running for the presidential offices are part of that problem. How are they going to fix it? They're not going to fix it. You're just going to see more of a game. Remember a couple of years ago when the vice president was out hunting one morning, and he shot an attorney who was one of his partners there in this event, shot him in the face with a shotgun. Oh, but they determined it was an accident right on the spot. There was no investigation, at least that we heard of. Nothing official. How much can you trust a person like that that will actually shoot you when you go hunting with them? It's amazing. And then you have these same people conducting torture campaigns on so-called terrorists. Yet, under their own laws, if they're stealing money or laundering money, they're financial terrorists. And you know what? In Europe, some of these guys, and I'm speaking about our administration and people associated with them, they're violating international terrorism laws. So they're going to be tried for them. It's not as simple as electing Barack Obama or John McCain president, that's going to make this go away. In fact, that's just going to be more of the same, regardless. Until the Illuminati all croak or are gotten rid of or stopped from what they're doing, it's going to be the same problem over and over again. We've had war every year that America has been in existence. Some part of America has been involved in a war. Check it out sometime. It'll amaze you. And so if we were going to have any kind of change, it would make sense for us to have peace. And understanding and a certain kind of tolerance, but I would suggest that it would be a tolerance based upon allowing others to be who they are without infringing on anyone else. It'd be very easy to tolerate anybody at that point if they were just doing their own thing and not imposing it on someone else. representing our country, representing our people, is about caring for our people and loving our people, not controlling our people. Because if it's controlling, you're doing a piss poor job right now at it. And I don't see you doing any worse, any better, I should say. I see you doing worse, especially when you can't even come up with your own papers. I've got AKC papers on a dog. I can show where my dog was born. It's a pity when you can't show where you were born. And, I'll extend my condolences to anyone that lost someone in their family, if it's really their family. And if they can prove it. But they do have an obligation when they start spreading stories that someone has died in the family, because I've seen it already, that the mother that supposedly died is still alive and is getting older every year by 1 year. So you lie about your mother, you're going to lie about your grandmother, especially when your rear end is on the line. And it shouldn't even be on the line. You shouldn't even be in this country without papers. You don't have a visa. You don't have a birth certificate. You're not an American. You shouldn't be here. Think about that, folks. And that's who people are voting for in a few hours. Breaking news. Americans vote for alien. Well, we're out of time, and I'm going to say goodnight to my listening audience. You have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. Be sure to join in tomorrow night when we are going to have an election special for 2 hours with my special guest, Reverend Roxy Hampton, and she is in Hawaii. We're going to get to the bottom of this Barack Obama thing from a Hawaii girl. So, Rev, if you're listening, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show. To Don Newsom, thank you for making Evident Footprints possible, and Seth Hendrick on the sound tonight. Sound was very clear. And I also like to thank Kathy for calling in to the show. In the meantime, I'd like to thank the listening audience for tuning in. And now, do we have a caller on, Seth, or are they gone? Okay, they're gone. Is that it? You're answering a question with a negative. Does that mean they're not gone or they're gone? Well, I guess they're gone. Okay, in any event, I would like to wish all of the listeners and the callers a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night. See you tomorrow.